The National Identification Authority, NIA, is being asked to explain what it will do differently with the $115 million it is demanding for the proposed new national ID card that it could not do previously. Occupy Ghana, a civil society organization, said leadership of the authority should rather be surcharged for causing financial loss since it could not deliver on its mandate. In view of this, the NIA should not be entrusted with another responsibility. The group expressed its disappointment at the way the NIA is handling the national ID issue. Joyce Jechi and Desmond Kwei have filed this report.
Occupy Ghana, on the 1st of July, protested in front of the Flagstaff House to draw the government's attention to what it described as the worsening economic situation resulting from tax increases, high utilities, unreliable supply of potable water, inefficient and corrupt acts in revenue collection, among others. The group also alleged of misappropriation of state funds in government-initiated projects like JIDA and SADA, while government owes crucial social services. Another issue of concern to the group is the proposed new national identification card, which will cost $170 million. Mr. Kofi Bentel of Occupy Ghana said the National Identification Authority, NIA, should explain what they want to do differently.
Whatever the NIA is purporting to do now is not beyond the understanding of ordinary people. They should come and tell us what they want to do and how they want to do it. And we all can tell how much that will cost. We have calculated and we believe $10 million will give everybody in this country a good national ID. So they should explain what they want to do with $115 million. The problem of the NIA is neither money nor technology. For the years they have been around, the problem has been strategy and management. What do you want to do and how do you want to do it? And they've gotten that consistently wrong 3 cycles, including collecting $42 million from foreigners in this country to register them when they are already known and they have passports and everything is clear about them. And that has not been done. So how do you come back when you fail to do the class 1 exam to tell me that now I should give you a class 6 exam to do? So it's the management of the place which is a problem. And until you fix that, we do not have to put new money behind that same set of people. Before NIA spends any new CD, they should come and defend entirely what they want to do to Ghanaians.
According to the group, the World Bank in September last year was offering $29.15 million to build a robust national identification system, but this was rejected. The World Bank project was going to provide support to develop a robust national identification system based on international standards to help prepare Ghana for a modern e-commerce industry, improve e-government services, and alleviate poverty. Occupy Ghana is therefore questioning why the NIA is demanding such a huge amount, since according to the group's analysis, $10 million will be enough for the same exercise.